And this news update is being brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decora cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, hoping y'all have a great start to a Friday morning. Well, we have some news. The gentleman who shot his father was in Huron County District Court for hearing before Judge Ferris presided over a probable cause conference for Caleb J. Powers. Assisting prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people while attorney Dallas Rooney represented Mr. Powers. The prosecution extended an offer for Mr. Powers to waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty to both counts. However, the defense indicated Mr. Powers is undergoing mental health treatment and has moved for a referral to the Center for Forensic Psychiatry for a competency evaluation. Attorney Rooney noted Mr. Powers' strange behavior, as reported by police and relatives, in his current second hospitalization. Judge Ferris granted the motion, ordering Powers to be evaluated at Center for Forensic Psychiatry, and a review date's been set for Thursday, August 13th at 10:30 a.m. to assess the evaluation's progress and schedule further proceedings. The prosecution will prepare the necessary order. A 5-year-old child has died and his mother remains hospitalized with critical injuries following one of 2 deadly crashes that shut down westbound U.S. 10 in Bay County Wednesday morning. Sheriff's deputies say the first collision occurred shortly after 7:30 a.m. near Garfield Road in Auburn. Investigators report an SUV driven by a 26-year-old woman from Saginaw County struck the rear end of a slow-moving semi-truck. The woman was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Her young son, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver was not injured. Less than 3 hours later, a second fatal crash was reported on westbound U.S. 10 near 7 Mile Road in Monitor Township. According to the Michigan State Police, a 34-year-old man from St. Charles drove a Ford Focus into a stopped traffic, colliding with the rear of a box truck and triggering a chain reaction crash involving a pickup truck. The Focus driver suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at scene. Authorities say the occupants of the other vehicle sustained minor injuries. Westbound U.S. 10 remained closed for several hours as emergency crews and investigators worked both crash scenes. The causes of the collisions still remain under investigation. And Michigan's dairy industry is getting statewide recognition as June is officially designated Dairy Month under a resolution adopted by the Michigan House. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville says the month-long observance shines a spotlight on an industry that remains a major driver of Michigan's economy and rural communities. The state ranks 6th nationally in milk production, with more than 800 dairy farms and roughly 460,000 cows producing nearly 12 billion pounds of milk each year. Alexander noted the industry ranges from large-scale operations using advanced technology to small family-run farms and specialty cheese producers. He said the designation also recognizes the thousands of workers who support dairy production, including processors, truck drivers, veterinarians, and nutrition specialists. According to state figures, Michigan's dairy sector generates more than $8 billion in economic activity annually and supports over 110,000 jobs statewide. Lawmakers say Dairy Month serves as an opportunity to honor the farmers and the families who continue to supply dairy products despite challenges such as weather conditions, market fluctuations, and rising operating costs. And they always say, milk does the body good. We'll be back right after this commercial.
This is Paul from Murphy's Bakery and Bad Axe. Every morning, before the sun comes up, our ovens are already going. The mixers are running, the dough is rising, and the whole place smells like home. We bake fresh every single day. Breads, donuts, cookies, pastries, and all the classics you grew up with. If you stop in early, you'll catch the racks coming out warm, and there's nothing better than that first bite of something made from scratch with real high-quality ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast for the office, picking up a dozen donuts for the kids, or just treating yourself to a hot coffee and sweet roll, we're here for you. So swing by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. We're up early, we're baking fresh while you sleep, and we'd love to see you. Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily.
I'm hot.
Oh, hi, Nell.
No, I mean in the car.
Oh, well, then we have to go to Al Hansen Motors. They have the new 1234 refrigerant and can service all makes and models for all years of vehicles.
Here's Tyler with this week's vehicles.
Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and is priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with more news. In a significant blow to the Department of Labor, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a multi-million dollar health care wage verdict. The court ruled that the federal agency mistakenly included overtime gap time when calculating back pay damages for thousands of home health workers. This decision set up a stark legal split among regional circuit courts regarding how historical pay discrepancies are handled. The ruling immediately strips a $35.8 million award intended for frontline health workers. Business advocacy groups are celebrating the decision as a necessary check on regulatory overreach, while labor advocates warn it significantly weakens enforcement tools meant to protect workers from wage theft and systemic underpayment. In a surprising diplomatic maneuver, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has issued an open public letter addressed directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin, calling for immediate face-to-face negotiations to end the war. The letter argues that the prolonged four-year conflict is systematically draining Russia's domestic resources and permanently damaging its global standing. While previous peace initiatives have relied on third-party international mediators, this direct appeal marks a significant shift in Kyiv's diplomatic strategy. The Kremlin has yet to formally respond to the invitation, and defense analysts remain skeptical about whether the gesture will lead to a genuine battlefield pause or simply serve as a strategic public relations push. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by D&M Cabinet Shop. For beautiful custom-built cabinets, diamond and decor cabinetry, see D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, come see the indoor lot and discover deals on wheels at Al Hansen Motors. And by Murphy's Bakery, Catering Connection, and Ice Cream Store in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
When it's time to purchase new cabinets for your project, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop first. D&M Cabinet Shop not only does custom cabinets, but they also sell and install pre-built cabinets for your kitchen, bath, or office. Many times, D&M Cabinet Shop can sell you pre-built cabinets for possibly a lower price than you'd pay at the big box stores. So why settle for inferior cabinets at higher prices when you can get pre-built cabinets as quickly as a week from ordering, and maybe for less than what the big box stores charge? D&M Cabinet Shop in Ruth will work with your preference, space, style, and budget. So for your next new cabinet project for your kitchen, bath, or office, call Doug Klee at D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. That's 989-479-9271.
This is Doug Klee from D&M Cabinet Shop. Come see us at 5230 Pretty Road in Ruth, or give us a call at 989-479-9271 for a free estimate and start saving money on your new cabinets today.
Hi, it's Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. Let's talk donuts, because around here, they're kind of a big deal. Every morning, while you're in bed sleeping, or maybe just starting your day, we're frying up fresh batches of Long Johns, Glazed Twist, Jelly Filled, Cinnamon Sugar, Maple Frosted, you name it. If you're lucky, you might even catch a Tiger Tail. And if you've never had a Murphy's Donut still warm from the kitchen, well, you're missing out. We make donuts fresh every single day, the way they should be, with real ingredients and without using any high fructose corn syrup. When you come in, we've got hot coffee ready too. So whether you're heading to work, dropping the kids off at school, or starting your day with something sweet, Murphy's Bakery is ready to serve you. And lunchtime, we have subs and pop for a quick bite on the go. And you can take Murphy's home with you too, with our freshly baked breads, cakes, and you can order a fully customized catering spread for your events, big or small. 110 West Huron, where traditions are baked fresh daily.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.